Welcome to this April 19th edition of Morning and Evening. I'm Bill Neff, and I'm glad you've tuned in today. Matthew 27:51 tells us that when Jesus died on the cross, the veil of the Jewish temple in Jerusalem was torn in two from top to bottom. And our historical mentor, Charles Spurgeon, has these comments to share with us. It took no small miracle to tear a veil so strong and thick as this one in the temple of God. But it wasn't intended merely to be a display of power. Many lessons were taught by it. The first lesson is that the old law of ordinances, especially the sacrificial system, was put away, and like a worn-out garment, torn and laid aside. When Jesus died, the sacrifices were all finished, because all were fulfilled in Him, and therefore the place of their presentation became a token of decay. Secondly, the ripping of the veil revealed the hidden things of the old covenant. The mercy seat could now be seen, and the glory of God gleamed forth above it. Also, the annual ceremony of atonement was abolished. The atoning blood that was sprinkled every year by the high priest within the veil was now offered once for all by the great high priest. No more blood from bulls or goats was needed, because Jesus has entered within the veil with His own blood. Before the veil was torn, access to God was limited. But now it's permitted, and it's the privilege of every believer in Jesus Christ. He has opened more than a small hole through which to peer at the mercy seat, but rather the tear reaches from top to bottom. We may come with boldness to the throne of the heavenly grace. Our bleeding Lord has the key of heaven, and what He opens, no man can shut. Matthew 27:51 is the passage that Charles Spurgeon has been commenting on today. As always, a transcript of these comments is available to you online at our website, the address morningandevening.org. Until next time, I'm Bill Neff, wishing you every blessing in Christ.